The iHeartRadio Music Festival was big this past weekend in Las Vegas, Carla. What you got? What happened? Tell us all the good news.
That's right, Shirley. The two-day. It was a two-day festival. The two-day iHeartRadio Musical Festival returned back to the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas this past weekend. Shirley, Monica, we've all been out there. It was star-studded with our guy, Nelly.
Nelly
was fire. He set the stage on fire. Billy Eilish, J. Cole, Khalid, Can We Just Talk? Hip-hop rappers Lil Baby, J. Cole, Sweetie, and rock and roll legend, the band member Journey, Don't Stop Believing. They were really, really good. They closed out the show. So if you missed it and you want to check it out, make sure you watch the CW Network on October 2nd and 3rd, the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Yeah. Doing it big. Congratulations, iHeart. What you got, Shirley?
I want to see Nelly. Thank you, Carla.
Yes, yes.
All right, in more entertainment news, so Steve, we have to give a big shout out to our friend of the show, your personal friend, one of the kings of comedy, Cedric the Entertainer. Said he hosted the 73rd annual Primetime Emmys last night. He was looking good. It was star-studded. Ballerina Misty Copeland, Michael Douglas, Taraji P. Henson, Gail King,
LL. He was
LL.
Good, man, because Said was himself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like, man. He was really good. He did a great job, man.
Yep.
That's your boy, huh? That's your friend. Huh?
That's my dude, so cool. Man.
Sweet dude.
I don't care what he do, I pull for him. You know, that's
absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
What happened?
Hey. Don't downplay that.
What'd you say, Steve? You mumbled it.
Yeah, I said he was Kappa.
Oh.
He's a Kappa. Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. Yes, he is. Proud
you
member.
Want him to be a Q with you.
Everybody
it wouldn't even look right being a Q. That don't even look good.
That don't look good on set.
That don't well right.
Have been no Q. We know that.
Okay, and let's see.
No,
because you already knew. I was over there waiting. That's why you ain't want to come, Cute. You ain't want to come this route because you know I was in. I was already waiting.
Okay, what was you gonna do to me? You ain't already done with me growing up. You pledged me for 20-something years. What was you gonna do to me that you ain't already done?
As a nephew,
so much more.
You just act like he wasn't even your nephew. You didn't even.
Dog, I was not fitting to let. Please.
All right, we're going to move on that note. Finally, in trending video gone viral news, Vax Attack. New York City was concerned that its new mandate requiring people to show proof of COVID vaccinations to enter restaurants and other indoor venues would result in some ugly confrontations. And guess what? That's just what happened in a chaotic video now gone viral. Three women from Houston, Texas, tried to get into, everybody knows Carmine's in New York, the popular tourist restaurant there. These women got violent when the hostess outside asked to see proof of vaccination. The women started hitting the hostess with punches and also ripped off her necklace. It was horrible. Wow. Restaurant staff and even some bystanders intervened to try to break up the fight. Police were called in and three women were arrested, thank God. Just FYI, New York City's rule requiring proof of vaccination for indoor restaurants, dining, gym, all that entertainment venues has been in effect since August 17th. But according to multiple outlets, the rule has just recently started
to
be enforced.
In LA too.
Well, here's the deal. You don't want to get the vaccine, that's fine. I mean, cool. If you don't want to get the vaccine, okay, cool. But the people who have decided to be safe, you can't put them at risk. Sorry.
Yeah, and she didn't make the rule.
She
just worked there.
Asking, yeah.
I mean, you mad at her because you ain't got no vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
All she doing, she just a host at the restaurant.
Yeah.
Her boss told her to check everybody for a vaccine card.
And now your ass going to jail and your meal's going to really change. the meal you was going to get.
Yeah, what you about to eat.
Ain't no appetizer. Ain't no appetizer at all.
Ain't no appetizer and ain't no menu.
Ain't no fettuccine Alfredo. All that.
I'm telling you by experience, it is cold as hell. You can't say warm this up. They don't want to hear that, okay?
You get what you get.
That ain't what I wanted today.
Oh. Okay. Wow. Terrible. It's really bad.
I felt so ignorant.
They almost knocked the podium down.
You saw the video? I saw it.
I saw that video.
Somebody sent me the video. I
saw it. It was crazy. Okay. Yeah, it's crazy.
No, I haven't seen. Somebody sent me a video.
They just acted like... It's like, what? You jump on this, and she's a young woman. You jump on her because she asked you a question about a vaccine? Are you serious?
That's the thing.
About your car?
At what point do you think when you whipping the hostess ass that they're going to give you a seat? Where does
this
work?
Yeah. Right, Jay. They're going to let you in.
Why ain't nobody helping me with this ass whipping? Though? There's a lot of people work here now. Somebody got to come on and help me with this ass whipping.
It was so unbelievable. I'm pretty sure people are in shock at first. And then you go... Oh my God! They're beating her up. You know, they've jumped on her.
He paid for that. Beat the lady up.
Three sisters from Houston. Though that's a hell of a ass whooping. I'm telling you. That's a strong one.
Well, all right. Well, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we're gonna look into the mind of J. Anthony Brown. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.